to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here. Coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here. Coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here. Coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here. Coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here. Coming chained here to Karbala. Will cry for you, time will pass and you remain. In the heart a voice keeps calling out, oh Hussein. With 72 men you face the tyrannical Yazid the ruler. Oh Hussein, ghariban bi Karbala, on the holy day Ashura. Strong you stand alone, representing Muhammad and your father Haydara.
I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala.
I will come again here for Hussein here. Coming chain here to Karbala. For you, because the water was ashamed to descend while you're dying thirsty, Ya Hussein. When you stood alone, saying, am I not the holy prophet's grandson? Now the thousand men that you quench with your holy hand leave you abandoned. But the Shia will mourn you till today, for you our eyes are Zamzam.
I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala.
I will come again here for Hussein here,
coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala.
The rocks, but your love will never change. Stronger than the rocks are the hearts who love Hussein. Oh Abbas, this is me, Sakina, so please return if you can hear me. I will never ask you for water, just one look from you will relieve me. You promise me that you'll look after me, so Abbas, how could you leave me?
I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala.
I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. بس Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear Sheikh, brothers and sisters, all of those watching online. Thank you all for joining us for the second night of our Arba'een program. Inshallah, to start off tonight's program, I'd like to welcome our dear brother Ali Abbas for some recitation from the Holy Quran. Please help me welcome him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
Send brother Ali, inshallah, another loud salawat. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, once again. Inshallah, we welcome you to our second night of our program. Inshallah, just a few announcements. There is restrooms right down the hall in the cafeteria. There's also an area with TVs and the sound for the lecture and the program on if the children need some more room to play in just like a more free environment, inshallah. After Sheikh's lecture, inshallah, we will have Brother Ali Jumar recite Majlis, and inshallah, followed by the Latmiya, and inshallah, we plan on starting the program every day on time, so inshallah, you guys could join us tomorrow, and inshallah, on Tuesday. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Step by step to Hussein, the walkers go. Step by step to Hussein, the walkers go. A step towards Hussein, a step towards patience, a step towards revolution in one's own soul. Step by step, our heart races to Hussein whenever we hear his name. Step by step, our heart raises to Hussein whenever we hear his name. A step towards Hussein is a heart filled with love for the oppressed, a heart filled with hate towards the oppressors. A step towards Hussein is a heart filled with love for the oppressed, a heart filled with hate towards the oppressors. May we forever be the walkers of Hussein and screamers shouting, "Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein!" Inshallah, if you could all help me welcoming our dear scholar Sheikh Osama with three loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له فداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So welcome back to our lecture series, which this year has been titled Revolutionary Patience. But before I'd like to get into tonight's talk, I learned that a friend of mine lost his father, Maulana Sayyid Tilmiz Rizvi, one of the ulama who is being buried, inshallah, in New Jersey. I went to school with his sons, Maulana Sayyid Ridwan Rizvi. We went to school together, and I'd like, if it's possible, that before we begin the program, we recite Surah Al-Fatiha for the departed soul of his father. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So what happens is you and I were talking about, again, something which is very, very important. The trait that we're discussing and hoping to acquire is of strategic importance for the coming of the Imam. The reason is that whenever an Imam is victorious, we look and we see it's because of his followers. Whenever an Imam is martyred and killed, his body is trampled, we again look at the followers, meaning those who are responsible, those who are supposed to do their Islamic duty. If we, the followers, have two traits, the Imam wins. If we don't have these two traits, our Imam is martyred. It doesn't matter which Imam Sadiq, Imam Kadhim, it doesn't matter. It goes back to the followers. Those two traits, brothers and sisters, one of them was Iman as defined by Quran, that kind of Iman as defined by Quran, with those three traits. And the other one, of course, was that patience, revolutionary patience. So now, what we're trying to do is to develop this trait in ourselves so that we're able to serve the Imam of the time. If we want to follow that heroic caravan and their footsteps and see how they were able to save Islam, we have to learn this trait. If we want to take on the Yazids and shimmers of the time, we also have to have this trait. But what we learned yesterday was that the applications for sabr, revolutionary patience, are not just limited to when you want to take on the tawaghit. Actually, many of the practical applications for sabr, revolutionary patience, take place in our personal lives. It may be at work that Allah presents an opportunity for me to exercise revolutionary patience. Maybe in school, Allah opens this opportunity for me to exercise revolutionary patience. So there's many applications for it. But what we remind ourselves of is that many perhaps most of the applications of revolutionary patience come when you and I are dealing with our family members. You see, Islamic spirituality is one that goes right through the dunya. Right through the dunya. Islamic spiritual growth, spiritual wayfaring, that comes through our interactions with those who are close to us. A strategic mistake that some of the mu'mineen make is that they're aware of the importance of Islamic spirituality, of acting on those divine principles. But sometimes what we might think is, I exercise those outside of the home. I ready myself for the struggle, for the jihad, and then outside of the home, I'm very careful. So for instance, I come to the masjid, social interactions, and someone steps on my foot. And that person apologizes, and I'm very quick to apologize or accept their apology. But then the same mu'min or mu'mina who for the sake of Allah was patient in dealing with strangers, sometimes when it comes to the family members, my stump steps on my foot, and then I'm like, you blind? What was my mistake? I thought Islamic spirituality was when I was interacting with the outside world. I forgot that many of the instances of Islamic spirituality are when I'm interacting with those who are closest to me. Away from strangers. When the guard's down. So, for us as believers, and what I would like us to do is each and every one of us to look in our own, I'm giving examples, but each and every one of us have times where we're supposed to exercise revolutionary patience. So let's say an example was that Allah gave me a child with developmental issues. As an example, right? Or I'm interacting with my family members, sometimes our family members aren't fair to the mu'min or mu'mina. I gave the example yesterday of the children. Perhaps I'm trying to bring them. Sometimes my parents are not fair. Everybody's parents aren't perfect. What do I do if my parents are misbehaving? Again, an instance of revolutionary patience. So there's so many instances of this, especially between the husband and wife. Sometimes you and I, we realize I'm not married to a perfect individual. The other person isn't perfect. They do have mistakes. They do have flaws. This is the opportunity for revolutionary patience. They say that, and this isn't true, inshallah. They say the first year of marriage, the man speaks and the wife listens. The second year of marriage, they say the wife speaks and the man listens. And they say the third year of marriage, they both speak and the neighbors listen. It's not supposed to be like that, though. Revolutionary patience is going to be me taking these opportunities that Allah provided me to exercise that revolutionary patience. As our Prophet told us, he said, if we're looking to see, am I making any progress? Our Prophet gave us the example. He says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you is the person who's the best with his or her own family. How am I with my parents? How am I with my brothers and sisters? How am I with my extended family members? Now, what happens was we started talking about this concept of revolutionary patience. And one of the ways of helping us to acquire, this is something that just you find in the books of Akhlaq, our ulama tell us, read the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt about the benefits of acquiring this trait. I want to acquire it. What have the Ahlul Bayt advised? What do their students tell us? Read the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt that talk about the benefits of acquiring this trait. So I want to mention two hadith very briefly that help with making sure that the person's mental health is good. Advice from Ahlul Bayt. This first hadith is from Imam Ali. Salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Our Imam says this. Al-ajalu. Let's say I don't have revolutionary patience. I'm hasty. I see a problem in my family. I want to fix it. My spouse is someone who is anxious. I want to fix that. My son, my daughter, my dad, somebody who's in my they're not perfect, and I'm rushing to get the results. Al-ajalu qabla al-imkan. If I rush before the time is right, the Imam says, yujibul ghussa. It creates depression. Not having revolutionary patience, because reforming myself or other individuals is a gradual process. If I'm in a big rush, it can cause depression. I'm not ready to wait for the appropriate time. On the other side, if I do have that revolutionary patience, and we mentioned yesterday that everybody in this world is going through difficulty, if I have revolutionary patience, again from Amirul Mu'mineen, he says, bisabri takhiful mihna. If you've got that trait of patience, the difficulties that you're going through, the sadness that other people are dealing, he says your burden becomes light. From one side, depression. From the other side, I'm going through difficulties. But remember we talked about this concept? Going through life and experiencing joy now instead of waiting to experience joy later. The Imam tells us that that revolutionary patience is important for that. Now what happened was, you and I were looking for that million-dollar question. We know how wonderful it is to have revolutionary patience. How do I acquire revolutionary patience? That's what's important. That's the million-dollar question. Now, we learned a very important principle yesterday, and that is that for all spiritual growth, we're going to have to redefine and correct our relationship with God. For true spiritual growth, it's going to be correcting our beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we'll experience joy. This is just one example. Divinely inspired patience is one example. What happened was, yesterday we reminded ourselves of a very important principle, and that was that you and I, we learn to literally live for God. Patience is a transaction. What do I give? What do I get? Why is it that I should be so important, so patient? The prize in Islam is Allah. Remember how Imam Sajjad was teaching us yesterday to take life as a journey, and then every instance that Allah presents to us, this is a chance, the Imam explained, for us to swallow our anger. And the Imam said this, he says, min ahabbis sabil ilallah. So the purpose was God. I'm moving towards Him. In order for me to get closer to Him, what God wants is right now, I swallow my anger. I'm moving towards God. I experience joy. Or the other one that was in particular about the proactive patience or the revolutionary patience was what the Imam said. He said, another instance is those situations where I'm supposed to exercise patience. I do that. I'm moving closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believer, the mu'min or mu'mina, who's literally living for Him, now this is an opportunity for me to get closer to Him. I want God. How do I get God? By being patient. And the prize, as we said, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah 3, verse 1:21-46. Allah says this in the Quran. Wallahu yuhibbu sabiri. Allah loves the patient. I want to get closer to Him. This was an opportunity. I'm going through a difficulty. I exercise patience. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. I'm not losing. Every time one of these opportunities presents itself, whether I get the results or don't get the results. Remember what we learned from Imam Khomeini so long ago? May Allah raise him with Ahlul Bayt for reviving Islam. What did he teach us? He taught us this. We have not been commanded to perform or to produce results. We've been commanded to do our responsibility. Ikhlas. Yes, the mu'min or mu'mina, including Imam Khomeini, wants results. We work for results. Inshallah, Allah gives results. But my true goal, is it the results that I want or pleasing God? Imam Khomeini, ma ma'mur be natija nistim. We haven't been commanded to produce results. God produces results. Ma ma'mur be wazifa astim. What's your duty? That's what the focus of the believer, the mu'min or mu'mina, is. And then, for that person who has ikhlas, greater than paradise. Because the Ahlul Bayt will promise us paradise. We're going to talk about that. Let's see, inshallah. But God Himself is much greater than paradise. How do the Ahlul Bayt talk about God? Look at this beautiful hadith. The Imam addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Ya Na'imi, you God, you're my blessing. Wa Jannati, you're my Jannah. God is paradise for me. The person who's really living for God. Wa Dunyaya, you're my Dunya. Wa Akhirati, the believer is little. Allah, I get the results, Alhamdulillah. Did I do my job? That's what's most important. So that was a reminder about yesterday. Today we want to talk about another very, very important practical step. That one that we learned from Quran and Sunnah, and I'll be trying to share, inshallah, these ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, is that you and I, as mu'mineen and mu'minat, we can acquire revolutionary patience when we remember to think good of God. Revolutionary patience comes when you and I remember, I serve a good God. If the believer can keep that in mind, let's listen to the hadith of Ahlul Bayt. No one better than Amirul Mu'mineen to teach us this. Listen to what he says. Salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. Two hadith from the Imam. Practical steps. How do we get this trait? We need it for the Imam. He says, Aslu sabr, the root of patience, husnul yaqeen billah. When I have beautiful certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's read it again. Aslu sabr. You want to really, where's the root of sabr? Where do we get it from? He says, Husnul yaqeen, that beautiful, I serve a good God. God's fair. He loves me. He's on my side. Ma'asabireen, with the patient. The other one, again from the Imam, is this. Asabru, revolutionary patience. We're looking for it. How do we get it? Asabru, thamaratul iman. It's the fruit of faith. I truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fruit of that I get is revolutionary patience. I'm able to take on revolutionary patience makes us giant killers, brothers and sisters. So, we're going to acquire this trait. One question that we do want to ask ourselves is this. Honestly, how do we think of God? Honestly. In all honesty. Because if you remember some of the ahadith that we've covered from Ahlul Bayt, they've told us that many of the akhlaqi problems that we have and we suffer from come because actually at the bottom of our hearts, we don't think good of God. Ahlul Bayt taught us this. So the honest question is, how do I think of God? Do I think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a taskmaster? Allah's just waiting for you and I to make a mistake. He sees us make a mistake, and then Allah's like, another one bites the dust. Gets out his big magic marker. Is that how we think of God? Or how does God cares. God loves. When you and I are going through difficulty, when we stumble, when we fall, when we're facing affliction and tragedy, it's not that Allah doesn't care. I'm just waiting to see, will this mu'min pass the... Allah cares about each and every one of us. What He did was to teach us this important principle. He sent us our Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. What happens is, when you and I hear stories of Ahlul Bayt, and we see how much they care, and remember that all of their sifat, all of their traits, are a manifestation of God. In corporal form, if you were to see the sifa of mercy, of rahmah, in corporal form, as a human being, what would it be? It would be Ahlul Bayt. So if I see how they care about my difficulties, then it reminds me of Allah's Arhamur Rahimeen. Let me give you a story from Ahlul Bayt. One of our Shia, one of the Shia, was
really in a lot of financial trouble. He owed a lot of money to the government, taxes, back taxes. And he was living in a city called Ahwaz. He went to Imam Sadiq, going through difficulties, he goes to the Imam. He says that the governor of Ahwaz is a Shia. You think maybe it would be possible you write something, you recommend that he look out for me? And the Imam wrote a little letter. Look at the letter of the Imam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surra akhaq yasurrakallah. You make your brother happy, you please Allah. He said, so I took my little letter from the Imam. I went to the gathering. He's the governor. I waited till nobody was around. Everybody else had left. And then I came with my letter and I said that this is from the Imam. I knew he was a Shia. I gave him the letter. The man read the letter. When he read the letter, he said, what's your situation like? I told him, I owe 10,000 dirhams, dinars, money at that time, 10,000 in back taxes. Right there, that Shia said, tell the secretary to come in. Secretary came in. From my own money, I want to pay this man's back taxes. He said, next year. By the way, each time he would do these things, he would say, did I make you happy? The Imam said, make your brother happy, you'll make God happy. God cares. He said, what I'll do is, I'll write next year's taxes, I'll pay that from my own wealth. Did I make you happy? And the guy's like, for sure you made me happy. He said, more than that, you need some servants. Here, two servants, they're going to work for you. More than that, he said that there's a chest of new clothes, outfits. Did I make you happy? He gives it to the man. Finally, he got up. He said, this rug that I was sitting on, when you gave me the letter from the Imam of the time, I want this rug also to be for you. Did I make you happy? He took care of that guy. The guy goes back. And when he goes back, now he sees Imam Sadiq. And he starts telling the story, what happened, the guy did this. And he says the facial expression on the face of the Imam changed. I could see that when my problems were being taken care of, my Imam is getting happier and happier and happier. Finally, I asked the Imam, I said, did it please you? The Imam says this, E wallah, yeah, I swear to God. He said, لَقَدْ سَرَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. He made Allah happy. He made the Rasul happy. So God cares about each and every one of us, our difficulties, our tragedies, right? If we can keep this in mind, I want to share a verse of Quran. How do we honestly think about God? Is he just a taskmaster? Or the other challenge that we face is because God doesn't speak to us directly, sometimes it seems we're struggling, we're going through our difficulties, right? And the heavens are silent. How do we think about God? The Imam told us, Husnul Yaqeen Billah. How does God introduce himself? Surah 67 and verse number 29. He says this, Qul, say, Huwa Rahman. God is the most merciful. Huwa Rahman. Amanna bih. We believe in him. وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Only on him do we rely. So if we could change that perception, I'm going through these tragedies and difficulties, the person who's running my life, who really is giving me these challenges, cares about me. That would definitely help for me and my patience, right? Instead of me thinking that I'm just going through these life's not fair, what about if I knew the challenges are coming from someone who, number one, loves me. Number two, will make sure not to give me a challenge that's more than I can bear. Huwa Rahman, merciful. So thinking about that, thinking positively of God, learning to really, no matter what the tragedy is, no matter what stage of my life I'm in, I really, from the bottom of my heart, I think good of him. It makes all the difference in the world. It affects the results of the things that we get. I want to tell you a story that's not true, inshallah. Inshallah, it's not true. Some people are not. They're always nervous. Right? They said once this guy went for skydiving. He was a little nervous. And the driving instructor said, look, you don't need to worry about it. He said, I'm going to give you 4 instructions. You take care of these instructions, it'll be fine. He said, number one, when you are going to jump out the airplane, jump and wait 10 seconds. Number two, pull the ripcord. It'll open. If not, that doesn't happen, then you pour the second ripcord, the emergency, that, and after that, you land and there's a truck that's waiting for you. So the guy said, inshallah. But he got a little nervous. So then he jumped out the airplane and he pulled the first ripcord and it didn't work. Then he pulled the second ripcord and again it didn't work. Then he just shook his head. He said, with my luck, there's probably no truck either. We don't think about God that way. Allah cares, watches. Let's look at these verses of the Quran. There's a hadith from our imam. This is again from Imam Ali. He tells us this. Qala Allah Azza wa Jal, God speaking to us. He says, min fawqi arshih, God on his throne, he says this and he's speaking to you and I. What does God say? Ya ibadi, O my servants, u'buduni fima amartukum bih. Obey me, worship me, follow my instructions, do your job. We haven't been commanded to produce results. Do your responsibility. He says, وَلَا تُعَلِّمُونِي. Don't teach me مَا يُصْلِحُكُمْ. God, you see, I've got a plan. If you can just stick to the plan, everything will work out. God says, don't teach me how things should be, where your interests lie. He says, فَإِنِّي أَعْلَمُ بِهِ. I know better what's good for you. I'm looking out for you. I know better what's good for you. A'lam, I know better. He says, the last part's very important. وَلَا أَبْخَلُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَصَالِحِكُمْ. It's never the case that something's good for you. And I'm stingy. I hold back. It would take the life of this mu'min or mu'min and flip their life up. No. That's not like that. So what happens is, the Ahlul Bayt want to get us to a stage where we think so good of God that when we're going through difficulties, in the middle of the difficulty, I look back and I remember that if I could write my own story, if I could be the person who was figuring things out and I knew what God knew, I'd write my story in the same way. I wouldn't hasten anything. I wouldn't delay anything. My own mistakes aside, God's plan for my life is absolutely perfect. He knows what I need. Why is it the mu'min or mu'min has revolutionary patience? Because God's so good. He's on my side. He's with the sabireen. All I have to do is do my responsibility. There's another beautiful hadith, again from Imam Sajjad. We're going to learn from him. Part of the dua of Imam Sajjad, when he would look at the people of the dunya, what would the imam say? Beautiful, beautiful. The hadith, the dua of the imam starts off with salawat. Salawat, please. He says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, wa tayyib bi qadaika nafsi. Oh Allah, make me pleased with your decree, happy with what you've decided. I want to have revolutionary patience. Oh Allah, make me happy with whatever your decree is. وَوَسِّعْ بِمَوَاقِعْ حُكْمِكَ sadri. Make my chest expand, make my breast expand to be pleased with your ruling. Maybe right now it doesn't seem like it's in my interest. Oh Allah, give me sharh sadr. Give me, make my, literally from the bottom of my heart, happy with what you decided. That can happen. That I can struggle with something. Find it very difficult. But realize that it's a good God that I serve. He's taking care of me. And God can help me to become pleased with his decree. He says, wahabli athiqah. Give me so much trust لِأَقِرَّ مَعَهَا. So much trust that with the trust that you grant me, I admit to you, I tell anyone who tells me, I say this, بِأَنَّ قَضَاءَكَ لَمْ يَجْرِ إِلَّا بِالْخِيَرَةَ. Whatever God has done for my plan. Other people are looking at me. They feel pity for me. Why has Allah afflicted you in this way? But I have so much trust in God. I think so good of Him. He is so Ar-Rahman that I say that God's decree, whatever it is good. He says, he continues, وَجْعَلْ, this is the part that's really incredible. He says, وَجْعَلْ شُكْرِ لَكَ عَلَى مَا زَوَيْتَ عَنِّي. Oh Allah, make me think so good of you that I have more great, the things that you've kept away from me, my shukr for that is أَوْفَرْ مِنْ شُكْرِ إِيَّاكْ عَلَى مَا خَوَلْتَنِي. Oh Allah, make me in this way that I'm more grateful for the things you've kept away from me than I am for the blessings you've given me. There are certain things that Allah has kept away from me. I'm more grateful to you for those things than I am even for the blessings you've given me. Whether it be bala, sometimes you and I think this ni'mah, if I have it, if this would be solved, my life would be perfect. It will be answer of my du'as. I think that, but God knows better. Sometimes certain other events have to happen in order to be ready to experience that joy. If it were to come right now, it wouldn't be the right time for me. How many times have you and I seen where after a bala, we turn back and then we say that, Alhamdulillah, it took place later. Ayat of Quran, it says, Surah 4, verse number 19, فَعَصَى maybe أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. You experience something you dislike, it's uncomfortable. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. But Allah put so much, it was a bala, it was difficult. I'm going through it, I'm struggling, but Allah put so much khair in it, God says. I want to tell you the story about one of our shuhada, and then after that, inshallah, we'll go to Karbala. So, one of our shuhada is a wonderful, wonderful individual named Ibrahim Hadi. Shaheed Ibrahim Hadi. One of his friends is telling a story. He says that I went to go visit the Shaheed, and the Shaheed was in the hospital. He says, while I was there, the nurse came over and she had one of those basiji cloths and she rubbed it on the Shaheed. And so I'm like sitting there. She didn't make contact with him, but she rubbed the nurse sees me looking and she's like, he was cured by God himself. He experienced a miracle. And she left. So then I'm like, what happened? He said she's telling the truth. It was literally God. What happened? Keep the principle in mind. Sometimes something happens. I don't like it. I'm going through it. It's painful. But if I remember, I serve a good God. This is actually in my interest. He says, we had come to the end of an operation, and there was one machine gun post that was left. And this machine gun post was giving us a lot of trouble. So Shaheed Ibrahim Hadi, being the person that he was, he said, I'll go over, I'll take out the machine gun post. He said that I went over there. I got close because almost the sun was about to rise. He said I threw a grenade and it didn't destroy the... So I get a little closer. I throw another grenade. Again, the machine gun post isn't discovered. I try and go a little closer, then the enemy discovers me. The enemy asks me, he says, who are you? He said, I told him, I'm one of your guys. He said, the guy, first he had his machine gun down. He thought for a second, it seemed like he was confused. Then he raised the machine gun up, and then automatic, full blast, he starts shooting. He said, I dove to the ground to try and avoid the bullets, and the bullets were flying. He said, the bullets were flying, hitting me. One hit my, went through my mouth and came out just by my neck. Full blast, machine gun, right there. Bullets ripping through his body. Shahid falls to the ground. He says, the enemy came over to give me the mercy shot and just end my life. But they saw, I'm there, blood out of my neck. I'm laying there. He's done. He walks away. He said, I was paralyzed. The bullet went right by my, it came right out by my neck. I literally couldn't move. He said, it felt like I'd been electrocuted. I'm just sitting there. And he said, I started to talk to God. And I told Allah, I said that, oh Allah, please give me back my physical health so I can serve your servants. But if it's better that I be paralyzed, I submit to that as well. And he said, I did tawassul to Lady Fatima. So I was laying there on the ground, about 15 minutes, just laying there, bleeding out. He said, but miraculously, after 15 minutes, I stopped bleeding. He said, I start moving my hands, my feet. I see, I've got movement. I get back up, get my machine gun from my laying down from that position. I lean over, I see the enemy. I pull my machine gun, finish the enemy. And then the brothers come over, they run to the place. They see that I'm there, they take me back. He literally went from being paralyzed to that saving his life. But inshallah, brothers and sisters, we're going to go to Karbala. I just want to remind you and I, if Allah gives us the tawfiq to cry for Imam Hussein, what is the reward for it? This is what Imam Hussein says. Well, Imam Sadiq says about Imam Hussein. It says this, إِنَّهُ لَيَرَى مَنْ يَبْكِي. Truly, Imam Hussein sees whoever cries for him. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ. Imam Hussein will do istighfar for that person. رَحْمَةً لَهُ. Because he cares so much about that person. Not only that, وَيَسْأَلُ أَبَاءَهُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ لَهُ. He will also ask his forefathers to also pray and do istighfar for us. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fana'ik. Alayka minni salamullahi abadan ma baqit. Wa baqiya al-laylu wa al-nahar. Wa la ja'alahu Allah akhir al-ahdi minni li ziyaratikum. Assalamu ala al-Husayn. Wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn. Wa ala awlad al-Husayn. Wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد. صلى على ثانية على حب الزهراء. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمن. صلى على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. Just a quick reminder to go off of what Sheikh Osama said. Tears for Abu Abdullah alayhi salam are very special and they're stored for us, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. And this is an opportunity every time I say with the majalis, these are divine opportunities, inshallah, to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a special shortcut type of way. So inshallah, we're able to not be shy when it comes to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam and shed tears and benefit from these nights that we have throughout the year, inshallah. And then one more remark that Sheikh Amin Rastani made years ago, he said, they say, even if you can't shed tears for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, just even putting your head down in the majalis, they say that you get the same reward, inshallah, as if you were to cry in the majalis of Abu Abdullah. Salla ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, our beloved Holy Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt. It was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation. And upon you descend the angels day in and day out. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا مظلوم صلى الله عليك يا أيها الشهيد في كربلاء. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, our beloved Imam al-Hussein, our beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. Ya Habibi, Ya Hussein, Nur Aini, يا حبيبي يا حسين نور عيني يا حسين يا رحمة الله الواسعة يا حسين Our beloved Hussein, light of our eyes, Hussein. It was peak of the mischief and virtues and chains. Just laws were sacked with rules insane. As the tyrants on the rise in mass confused, offered lust with lies and faith abused. Hussein for God, for the sake of Islam, for the freedom of life and soul of Islam, gave greatest sacrifice, but not his hands, with the members of his kin and many of his friends. Hurr Muslim and the friends, those whose hearts are so pure, they offered their lives as a shield and a cure. Thus tyrants came forth from the curtain way old, then peace was bought and lives were sold. With a message from his father was Qasim ibn al-Hasan, a radiant jewel of Islam was this glowing young son. But Qasim's head struck 13 years old on the sand in heat, it was savage and cold. Then the pride of the Hashims rode back from the river, and the tyrants made sure that he did not deliver. They cut off his arms, but spirit was sad till an arrow hit the bag. Only eyes got wet. Hussein brought Abdullah for some water in the field and showed the baby's dried lips and later appealed. But the six-month-old got an arrow so thick that turned him over and tore his neck. The Imam was now alone, brothers and sisters, but who witnessed this scene like Zainab? And the sister by the camp saw the horror of this trip as a knife tore the neck where the Prophet put his lips. Earth in grief roared, heavens and mourned, sand turned red when Hussein was torn. Oh, my Imam, oh.
was following the battle of Karbala, the Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam and Sayyida Zainab began to spread the news of what happened to educate the masses, to raise awareness of Karbala. They wanted to keep the objectives of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's revolution in his memory. They wanted to overcome the lies and misinformation of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. It began with the sermons they made in Yazid and Ibn Ziyad's courts, and then continued through what we now call Majalis. Imam Zain al-Abidin asked Bashir to mourn Aba Abdullah, so he said the famous lines, O people of Yathrib, may you never stay therein. Imam Hussein has been killed, so now my tears now ring. His body in Karbala covered with blood, and his head is upon a spear, it lie there slain. And these majalis continued, brothers and sisters, during the lives of the imams. Abu Harun came to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam years after Karbala. The imam asked him, Abu Harun, recite something for Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. The man recited as was requested, and Imam alayhi salam began to cry. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam then said, recite the way your people recite, meaning with emotion and tune. The man recited as was requested, and again the imam began to cry even more. He then told the man, Abu Harun, whomsoever recites poetry for Aba Abdullah and cries and allows 10 or 5 or just one other person to cry will be granted paradise. This is why we hold these commemorations, brothers and sisters. The imams did this following Karbala, and we show sympathy by reviving this cause. We learn from it and make commitments from it to the imam of our time. What did the man recite in the poem to Imam al-Sadiq? Pass by the body of Hussein and tell his blessed bones, since the day of Karbala, your blessings have shone. No life has been worth since you were stepped and stoned in the glorified grave whose parents are the greatest ever known. These are the special nights approaching Arba'een. Everyone together from your hearts. Oh, Hussein, we will never forget you. Oh, Hussein, and your brother too. Oh, Hussein, our Imam, we love you. On this night, our Imam, forgive us. On this night, turn our sins to thin dust. On this night, offer us all of your trust. Oh, Hussein, we'll never forget you. Ya Hussein, and your brother Abu Fadl too. Ya Hussein, our Imam, we love you. On this night, our Imam, forgive us. On this night, turn our sins to thin dust. On this night, offer us your trust. Ya Aba Abdullah, يا حسين ابن علي أيها الشهيد يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفانا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين To Allah we belong and to Him is our return And soon the aggressors will know what change their affairs will take And then times will be for the righteous, Ya Allah In the name of Hussein, our Lord, we ask you And his mother and father and brother too And his nine descendants whom we all ask you through Hasten the reappearance of the awaited but awaiting Hussein of our time, Imam al-Mahdi Bless us with his content with our actions, our God Almighty Grant us good health, safety and prosperity In the preparation to defend our Imam's sanctity Make victorious those who defend the religion from every enemy Bless those who revive the cause of Hussein For they are his remedy Forgive our sins, strengthen our wills And rest in peace our dead Bi rahmatika ya arham ar-rahimin وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد Zainab, 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 brave, eloquent, vibrant, Zainab, 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 brave and defiant, Zainab, 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 silence, tyrant, Zainab, 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 eloquent, vibrant, Zainab, 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 brave and defiant, Zainab, 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 silence, tyrant, Zainab, 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 is the name of patience, Zainab, Zainab, taught us for generations, her father's will and her mother's fragrance, Kaaba of sorrows and lamentations, Zainab, 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 eloquent, vibrant, Zainab, 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 brave and defiant, Zainab, 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 silence. Prince Zainab, 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 adornment of Ali Mawla. Zainab is the memory of Az-Zahra. Her head held high in the land of Karbala. For she was the daughter of Haydara. Zainab, 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 Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, eloquent, vibrant, Zainab. Zainab, Zainab. Brave and defiant Zainab, 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 tyrant Zainab, 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 saw nothing but beauty. She saw Islam as her line of duty. She gave her all wholehearted and truly, remaining firm in the face of cruelty. Zainab, 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 Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, eloquent, vibrant, Zainab, 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 brave and defiant. Zainab, 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 silence time. Zainab, 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 witness death and fire. Zainab stood firm and did what was required. Zainab, Zainab, crumbled a whole empire. Her resistant words made oppressors retire. Zainab, 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 eloquent, vibrant Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, brave and defiant Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, silence time. Zainab, 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 was just like her father. Zainab, Zainab, treasured by her brothers. Zainab, Zainab, was just like her father. Zainab, Zainab, treasured by her brothers. Hassan, Hussein, Abbas, and the others. Greatest symbols for sisters and brothers. Zainab, 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 eloquent, vibrant Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, brave and defiant Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, silence tyrant Zainab. Zainab, 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 eloquent, vibrant Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, brave and defiant Zainab. Zainab, Zainab, silence tyrant Zainab. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله. السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام عليك يا أبي الفضل العباس. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا غريب الغرباء. السلام عليك يا علي ابن موسى الرضا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا صاحب العصر والزمان. السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان. السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن. الأمان الأمان الأمان. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم قل لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل الساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد.
أحسنت brothers. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Thank you all for joining us once again. Inshallah, we hope to see you tomorrow and inshallah the night after. Inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here. for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here. I will come again here to Karbala. Life will cry for you, time will pass and you remain. In the heart a voice keeps calling out, O Hussein. With 72 men you face the tyrannical Yazid the ruler. O Hussein, ghariban bi Karbala, on the holy day Ashura. Strong you stand alone, representing Muhammad and your father Haydara. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chain here to Karbala. Blood for you because the water was ashamed to descend while you're dying thirsty, Ya Hussein. When you stood alone saying, am I not the holy prophet's grandson? Now the thousand men that you quench with your holy hand leave you abandoned. But the Shia will mourn you till today, for you our eyes are Zamzam. I will come again here, for Hussein here, coming chained here to Karbala. I will